Well, the California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand the use of water.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the role of groundwater markets in helping adapt to limited water supplies while promoting sustainability. Imagine being a farmer in California's Central Valley, facing another dry year, but this time with a new option. Instead of watching your crop suffer, you could buy unused groundwater pumping rights from a neighboring grower who's using less water this season. That's the basic idea behind groundwater markets, an increasingly discussed tool for managing one of the most precious resources. So what exactly is a groundwater market? It's not about buying or selling the physical water underground. Instead, it's about trading the right to pump a certain amount of groundwater within the limits set by the local groundwater sustainability agency, or GSA. It's not about buying or selling the physical water underground. Instead, it's about trading the right to pump a certain amount of groundwater within the limits set by the local groundwater sustainability agency, or GSA. Here is how it works. Under SGMA, water users could receive an allocation based on sustainable yield of the basin. If you don't need to use your full allocation, maybe you planted fewer acres or installed more efficient irrigation, you could sell your unused pumping rights to someone else who needs them. These trades are entirely voluntary and only happen when both parties see a benefit. The benefit of these markets are pretty compelling. They can encourage conservation by rewarding those who use less than their allocation. They can allow water to move to higher value uses like permanent crops during drought years. They can provide a financial incentive to invest in more efficient irrigation system. Or they can help GSAs meet their sustainability goal without imposing blanket cuts on everyone. Of course, groundwater market also comes with challenges. Setting them up requires a solid data system, trust among participants, and a careful monitoring to ensure trades don't cause harm, like localized overdraft or subsidence. And policies must be designed to prevent negative impacts on disadvantaged communities or local domestic well owners. As we look ahead, groundwater markets may become a key part of how California adapts to climate change, reduce surface water supplies, or growing demand. But they're just one piece of a much larger puzzle. Alongside recharge projects, water use, and smarter irrigation technologies. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
That's Laura Ramos, the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.